Isaiah chapter number 41. We'll read verses 10 through 13 responsively. I'll begin reading in verse number 10 out loud. You'll join me on verse number 11. We'll alternate like that down through verse number 13. Isaiah chapter number 41, beginning in verse number 10. Bible says in Isaiah 41:10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall not be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for all that you've done for us. It's been a good day in church. We've enjoyed it. It's been refreshing. Lord, we've enjoyed the afternoon, the time with family around the dinner table. Lord, we thank you for the rest you've given us today. Lord, we thank you for your word and how living by it gives us the rest that we need, the strength, the comfort to make it through the next week. We're here again tonight, not because it's a duty, not because it's a requirement, not because we're expected to be here, but because we have a genuine desire to hear from the Word of God, something that will encourage, strengthen, and allow us to be a blessing to other people this week. Give us what we need tonight now. We'll ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Keep your Bibles open. We're going to use them some tonight. Tonight's sermon will be more of a little bit of a Bible study than a sermon, but if you listen to it, it will be a sermon. Let me challenge you, if you missed this morning's sermon, catch up online with it. It will change your life, I promise you. Recently, I was reading my Bible, and I do that regularly, and I was just enjoying God. As I started in Isaiah 41, the words of God began to leap off the page at me, and God and I just kind of had a spell in my office. I grabbed a notepad sitting on my desk and my pen, and I began to write and scribble some notes, and I began to scribble a little bit more and a little bit more, and I'm going to give you my scribblings tonight. It's something the Lord gave me early one morning as I was reading. Something that I believe is sweeter and sweeter as I think about it more and more. God tells us in Isaiah 41, verse 13, look at it. "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand." Wow. "Saying unto thee, Fear not, for I will help thee." These are God's words. Not my words. These aren't God's thoughts put into man's words. I want you to notice something about verse 13. It's written in first person. It's written from God. "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand." Now look at me for a moment. These are the very words of God himself to us. This isn't somebody saying, "Well, I heard God say this." No, it's God saying, "This is what I'm saying." You have to understand something about the Hebrew language. And I don't understand it all. And I'm not going to be able to explain it to a level to where most of you would technically not challenge me to this, but if you'll just trust me in this, just like in the Greek language, the order of things and the number of time things are said, there's an importance placed on that. In the Hebrew language, that's done by how many nouns are there. And when God speaks in first person, and he speaks so often of himself in first person, that's like him saying, "Look, it's me, it's God, now listen to me, I'm telling you." There's an extra emphasis to it. In English, the more adjectives or adverbs we use, it colors things. In Hebrew, the more nouns, the more emphasis there is. Does that make sense to everybody? That's the simplest way I know how to explain it. You scholars, you can challenge me later, and I'll tell you to go pound sand. Amen? Just trust me, when God says here, "For I, the Lord, thy God." You have to understand, there's two pronouns and three nouns there all together. That would be like somebody with major, major, major power saying, "Look, here's my rank, here's my title, here's my authority, and here's my oomph to go with it." It's just one noun after another. And God says, "I want you to understand something. It's me." It's God talking here. Now listen to me. I know I preach hard. I know I seem to be a hard person. I'm not. But I've enjoyed being married to my wife for 33 and a half years. My wife and I hold hands still. My kids laugh at us. Old people kissing. Ew, that's all right. If it wasn't for that, they wouldn't have been here. Amen. But honestly, we don't do it for show. We hold hands all the time. We really do. A couple years ago, Josh and Ruth Ann and my wife and I were walking somewhere, and my daughter-in-law was taking pictures, and she took a picture of us, and we didn't even know it till later, and she had it blown up and a Bible verse to it, put to it. And it's my wife and I just walking, holding hands. It's one of the most special pictures of my house to me. My wife and I hold hands in the car. We hold hands at the house. We hold hands in public. If you see us together, we're probably holding hands. I don't get to sit with her in church. But when in the few times I get to, man, we're holding hands in church or my arms around her. She won't come and sit on the platform or stand next to me while I preach for some reason, but we do it. It's a way that we express closeness. When my daughter was little, we held hands a lot. I trained my daughter for my son-in-law. And I mean all the way through the time my daughter graduated from high school and college. Until she got married, she held my hand. And I took it from mine and put it in Michael's and said, "Now hold his." I taught my daughter to date a man and she wouldn't settle for a boy. I taught her how a man should treat her. And she looked for a man that would treat her that way. And to this day, my daughter and I still, I don't hold her hand, but I remember when my daughter was a teenager, my wife would be on one side, my daughter on the other, and me in the middle doing this, you know. That was not an unusual thing. It was not something sensual. It's a form of closeness. It's not something that should be done lightly. It's something that brought security to a relationship. God tells us in Isaiah 41, verse 13. I just about get choked up on this. God says he'll hold your right hand. Wait a minute. He doesn't say, "I'll hold your hand." He said, "I'll hold your right hand." First of all, we have to realize he initiates it. He reaches for our hand. Then he said he holds our right hand. I realize there's probably four or five of you in here that aren't right-handed. Yeah, those of you that aren't right. But may I say something? In Scripture, the term right hand means dominant hand. I want you to realize God says, "I'm going to hold your dominant hand." Now, I'm mainly right-handed. I can do a lot of things left-handed. I'm fairly ambidextrous. I can write with either hand, and you can't read either one.
Amen, Mrs. Barnes?
She'll look at me, she'll say, which hand did you write that one with? Because I can't tell.
Wait a minute. I can do a lot of things with either hand, but my right hand would be my dominant hand.
And when God says, I'm going to hold your right hand, he's using his left hand to hold my right hand. And he says, you don't need to worry about your strength. Let me be your strength.
You don't have to worry about
needing the strength. I'll hold your strength back and just trust my strength. I don't know about you, but I trust God's right hand more than my right hand. May I just say something? Well, glory, that excites me. If you read with me again, look at verse number 11. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. They strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that contend with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. There were times where my daughter, she would be in the world working. Somebody wouldn't be acting appropriately, and she would walk over and put her arm in mine or her hand in mine. And it's amazing how the improprieties ran away. She was saying, I'm running to find security, and daddy's there, and daddy's going to whoop you if you mess around. And it's amazing how the little twerps just ran away. I'm not kidding. That's what God says. He said, with those that contend, those that are incensed, that word incensed means totally out of control in anger. He said, if you'll just let me hold your right hand, I'll use my hand and take care of business. And they're going to be as naught, means nothing. They're going to be a zero with the ring rubbed out. You see, when I'm afraid, when I'm confused, when I'm tired, when I'm weary, when I'm heartbroken, God reaches down and said, it's okay, son, I got it. I'll take it from here. I'll be honest with you. There's days I get that way. There's days the burdens get heavy. There's days that I put the smile on and say, it's going to be okay, and get alone with God and say, God, how's it going to be okay? I don't know how it's going to work yet. When the phone rings and it's someone that's dying, and you've got to try to help them and you know you can't fix it, what do you say? Will you take me by the hand? I'll just let you do it. He's telling me to let him have control and let his strength carry me through. I'm not to fight him. I'm not to push his hand away. I'm not to, when he reaches for mine, say, ah, I don't want to do that. Oh, no. Kind of like the song, What a Day That Will Be, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. Oh, what a day that will be. But God says he can do that here. Let's look at what God has to say about him holding our right hand. First of all, God wants to hold my right hand so he can use his right hand. Look at verse number 10. Fear not. That means those of you that are afraid, fear not. For I am with thee. Be not dismayed. That means confused. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. That means when you're weak. Yea, I will help thee. That's when you don't know what to do. Yea, I will uphold thee with my right hand of, with the right hand of my righteousness. Wow. God says he wants to do the hardest things for us. God says when you're confused, when you're fearful, when you really just don't know what to do, when you don't have the strength to go on, I'll hold you. I'll hold you. I catch a lot of tears. I cry a lot of tears. I've had to learn to trust God's hand. I really have. It's not been a choice. It's been a force. There's been days that folks in my family, the news is just bad, bad, bad. There's been days my wife will say, just hold me. And I don't even say how long. I just hold her till she lets go. There's been days where my daughters had days and I would say, come here. She would come to me and she'd hold on to me, and I knew not to let go till she was ready to let go. Man, there's times where, as I said this morning, saying rub dirt on it, it's okay, doesn't work. You can rub all the dirt on it you want, but the pain isn't going to go away. God wants us to trust his right hand more than ours. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, look at verse number 9. Oh, I'm about to shout. 2 Corinthians 12, verse number 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, and reproaches, and necessities, and persecutions, and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Watch this. I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you, for in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. God's telling us here, when I am weak, when I'm at the bottom, if I'll trust his strength, then I'm strong. Sometimes you say, preacher, you just seem to be so strong. No, I'm just holding hands with the one who is strong. I'm hanging on to the strength coming through. There's times I'll say, I'm going to be strong for you. And when I leave your side, I get alone with God and weep and sob. I really do. God wants us to rely on his strength, not our strength. The Bible says he holds us with his strong hand. I'm going to make a statement here. I just have to be close enough to him so that he can reach my hand. I have to be close enough to him to reach his hand. My daughter would be in college and she'd have one of those days where, you know, life was falling apart. You know, the hair didn't work, the fingernails were falling apart and all those things. And I'd say, Mindy, close your eyes. She'd say, what for? I said, just close your eyes. Now I want you to feel my hug. She'd say, thanks, Daddy. One day she called me. She said, Daddy, my eyes are closed. Can you hug me? I said, I sure can. You say, what was that? She just needed that assurance. Do you remember when Jesus was walking on the water and the storm came up? Peter decided he wanted to try water walking. And he jumps out of the boat and he starts walking on the waves, and he got to looking around and saw the wind and the waves, and he started getting a little nervous, and then all of a sudden he started going do 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 do. And he said, Lord, help. What does the Bible say happened? Jesus reached out his hand and picked him up. I have a feeling he used his left hand to Peter's right hand and said, come on, let's go back to the ship. And he walked him back to the boat and said, now get in there and stay in there. Don't do that again. You see, you have to be close enough to him for him to reach you. I love my wife, but she's in the nursery. She's too far away for me to hold hands with, but as soon as church is over, we'll take care of that. You got to be close enough. There's a closeness that comes with that. Number two, what does God have to say about his own right hand? Have you ever thought about God's right hand? Let me show you what God has to say about it. Turn to Psalm 41. We're going to use our Bibles for a little bit. Like I said, I scribbled some notes down and started a little study, and this is what I got in my office that morning. Psalm 41, verse number 10 says, but thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up that I may requite them. And that's not what I wanted. By this I know the false around for me is for thee. Thou holdest me with thy integrity. And I'm not sure where I was at on that. But I must have wrote the wrong verse down. Look at Psalm 48, verse number 10. Let's see if I got the right one there. Yep. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise to the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. God says, first of all, that his hand is full of righteousness. Isaiah 41:10 said that he will uphold us with his right hand of righteousness. And I think that's what it is. I said Psalm 41:10, it's Isaiah 41:10. That's it. See, I had it right. I just didn't read what I wrote. I must have wrote it with my left hand. I can't read my own writing. Can I tell you something? God says his right hand is righteousness. That means we're unrighteous. Why would we trust our own unrighteousness? How about we trust his righteousness? Next he says, look at Psalm 16. Psalm 16. Next God says that he will hold us up with his right hand. He'll steady us. Psalm 16, verse number 8 says, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Wow. Look at Psalm 18, verse number 35. Psalm 18, verse 35. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation. Thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Look at Psalm 73, verse 23. Psalm 73, verse number 23. Bible says, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Can I tell you something? Not only does he want to hold your right hand, but his right hand is strength and steadying. It's a form of strength. You may not understand this. I do. I've hosted a lot of people and prominent people and preachers and things. Dr. Robertson. Dr. Robertson, when he was in his late 80s and early 90s, would come and be with us and Brother Hiles, and Brother Hiles would have me host him. Well, the platform at our church was elevated about 9 to 10 feet high. So there were many steps going up. And the steps weren't normal steps. It was a long width, a short width, a long width, short width. So you'd have to regular step, 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 regular step, step, step. And it was a little awkward going up, but more awkward coming down. Something that you may not understand about hosting, I would always offer my left arm, because that gave me my strong arm to hold him if need be. If I take a, if a lady needs help, I'll just about always offer my left arm. When I walked my daughter down this aisle, she held my left arm.
Say why? Because that left my strong hand there in case something happened. She wasn't holding on to it, and my strength was there to secure her. That's exactly what God's talking about here. God also says he saves us with his right hand. Go back to Psalm 20. Psalm 20, verse number 6 says, "Now I know that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand." Psalm 108. Psalm 108, verse number 5 and 6. Psalm 108, verses 5 and 6. "Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that behold may that thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand and answer me." Can I tell you something? God's going to save us with his right hand. God tells us that he defeats our enemy with his right hand. Look at Psalm 38. Psalm 38, verse number 7. Psalm 38, 7 says, "For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken." And that wasn't the right one. Verse 17, maybe. Nope. Man, I didn't do very good today on this one, did I? I got so busy I didn't check myself. Let's look at Psalm 110. I'm hurrying through too much. I'm trying to beat the clock here on top of everything. Psalm 110, verse number 5. Psalm 110, verse number 5. "The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath." Look out, foreign dignitaries. Look out, foreign nations attacking Christianity in America. Look out, government in America. Psalm 118, verse 15 says, "The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly." The word valiantly means brave, bold, or courageous. And I won't read other verses. I've got other verses. We've got to hurry. Next, God wants us to have enjoyment or pleasure by his right hand. Go back to Psalm 16 again. Psalm 16, look at verse number 11. "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Can I tell you something? When you're letting God hold your right hand and he has in his right hand enjoyment and pleasure, it's better than anything the world has to offer. Hebrews chapter 10. Turn there quickly. Hebrews chapter 10. Like I said, I just sat in my office and doodled a bit and had fun with the Lord for a little while. Hebrews chapter 10, look at verse number 9. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 9. "Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which we will sanctify through the offering of the body of Christ once and for all." And it talks about us being at his right hand. Can I just tell you something? God wants us to have pleasure in him. I enjoy being with my wife. I enjoy being with her. I enjoy just her presence. Can I tell you something? God wants to enjoy our presence. Why would we trust our own right hand? Why would we trust the right hand of any human being? How about we trust God's right hand? Quickly, one last thing here. Turn to Psalm 109. This one might surprise you why it's in here, but it goes with the sermon. Psalm 109, verse number 6. "Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand." Satan is at the right hand of wickedness. Now listen to this very carefully.
if God's not holding your right hand, somebody else will be. God's right hand is righteousness. The devil's right hand is wickedness. You'll not go through this life without God or the devil holding your hand. Remember when your children were little and they thought that they could walk without you, without holding your hand? Too bad, so sad. Well, I don't want to. Didn't ask you. This is for your protection. That's kind of how it is in life. Either God or the devil's going to hold it. If I let go of God's right hand, I then slip my hand into the devil's. If I pull away from God, guess what I've done? I've pulled away from God to put it into the devil's. You see, for me to trust my own hand, it is taking the devil's hand. Is that not what Satan tempted Adam and Eve with? And the day thou eatest, thou shalt not surely die. You could be as gods, knowing good and evil for yourself. You could choose what's good and evil if you let go of God's hand and take mine. The devil doesn't care whose hand we hold, as long as it's not God's. The devil's main goal is for you just to take your hand out of God's hand. You want to know the best part of it? If you're saved, God covers you with his hand. But that doesn't mean that you're holding his. He'll cover you. But it doesn't mean you still have good fellowship. God does want to hold your right hand. He wants to hold that strength. Fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not thou dismayed, for I, the Lord thy God, will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. They that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, thou shalt not find them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee, shall be as nothing, as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. I don't know about you. Those heavy days come. The hard news comes. There's days I wonder if I even want to open my office door, answer a phone, or talk to another person. I have those days. And God says, why don't you just reach a hand up? Let me be your strength. Let me take your right hand and I'll transfer that strength to you. And what you can't handle, son, I'll take care of. I can't tell you how many days that's happened to me. My favorite song in the world, what a day that will be. I can't tell you how many times I've sung with tears pouring down my face when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, what a glorious day that will be. Oh, I'm not heavy-hearted. I'm excited. I'm not overburdened. I'm having a good time. Oh, I hurt with people. I really do. I love people deeply. But when a young man stands at the end of my driveway and puts his arms around me and said, I don't think I've hugged anybody, another man other than my grandfather. I said, shut up, you little twit. He said, no, I don't mean that. I said, I understand. I'll take it. I don't want them to go through the heartache they're going through. I don't want you to go through the heartache you go through. But if we'll just put our right hand in his left And we trust his strength over our strength. That strength will transfer. There's days that I'm weak. My wife will grab my hand. And it's almost like a vitamin B12 shot. Okay, here we go. You can do that with God. He's reached out his hand. Will you take it? Will you let him hold your right hand? Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. When's the last time you held God's hand? When's the last time you let him hold your hand? So, preacher, that takes a bit of humility. Yeah, but it's okay.